Shape of the head which differs from both of those above mentioned. The characteristic form of the skull among these nations may be termed oval or elliptical. These three forms of head, however, clearly admit of being reduced to two broadly marked varieties, according as the bones of the face or those of the skull are more highly developed. A greater relative development of the jaws and cheekbones, says the author of The Natural History of Man, indicates a more ample extension of the organs subservient to sensation and the animal faculties. Such a configuration is adapted to the wandering tribes, whereas the greater relative development of the bones of the skull, indicating as it does a greater expansion of the brain, and consequently of the intellectual faculties, is especially adapted to the civilized races or settlers, who depend mainly on their knowledge of the powers and properties of things for the necessaries and comforts of life. Moreover, it would appear that not only are all races divisible into wanderers and settlers, but that each civilized or settled tribe has generally some wandering horde intermingled with, and in a measure preying upon it. According to Dr. Andrew Smith, who has recently made extensive observations in South Africa, almost every tribe of people who have submitted themselves to social laws, recognizing the rights of property and reciprocal social duties, and thus acquiring wealth and forming themselves into a respectable caste, are surrounded by hordes of vagabonds and outcasts from their own community. Such are the Bushmen and Sonkwas of the Hottentot race. The term Sonkwa means literally pauper, but a similar condition in society produces similar results in regard to other races, and the Kaffirs have their Bushmen as well as the Hottentots. These are called Fingos, a word signifying wanderers, beggars, or outcasts. The Lapps seem to have borne a somewhat similar relation to the Finns. That is to say, they appear to have been a wild and predatory tribe who sought the desert like the Arabian Bedouins, while the Finns cultivated the soil like the industrious fellahs. But a phenomenon still more deserving of notice is the difference of speech between the Bushmen and the Hottentots. The people of some hordes, Dr. Andrew Smith assures us, vary their speech designedly, and adopt new words with the intent of rendering their ideas unintelligible to all but the members of their own community. For this last custom, a peculiar name exists, which is called Q's Cat. This is considered